This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
You strong? They said, I'm strong if you strong. I said, we strong, man.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Coming up, we've got our top three at six, the latest on our Falcons. Also, what went down last night, it has a lot of people around the NBA talking. Hey, Mike, we were saying this to Mike Conti, and a guy just hit us up talking about Lenny Dykstra. Listen, most times, by the way, our game winner is very organic. We come in, people ask us that all the time, and it's like, hey, do you guys come up with this stuff? Something happens during the show, something happens during the day,
right.
And then we come in and we go, oh, we were talking about something earlier today, and it ends up usually being our game winner. But a lot of guys hitting us up saying, yeah, I have a guy that I loved, and then ultimately they let me down as a sports star.
It's a buzzkill, but it's a good category because there's a lot of material to call from. But, yeah, man, as a kid growing up, Doc Gooden was my favorite. I had the poster. I mean, I just thought Doc Gooden was – because he was, you know. He was, you know, striking out the side as a 19-year-old in an all-star game, man. That's pretty amazing stuff. But, yeah, man, everybody's got a guy. So we'll, if we can find a happier subject matter between now and 640, we'll throw it at you. By the way, we got some injury news coming up as part of the big story, and a lot of guys have been lighting us up. We weren't trying to stoke the Julio fires. It was just B-Led brought it up today on his Twitter page that if you go back to last season, it's 10 weeks of NFL regular season action where a man who wears the number 11 jersey has not scored a touchdown, and we just brought it up, and of course immediately people went bananas because they like, I get it, we all love Julio, we just want to see the best player in the league do what the best player in the league is supposed to do, make amazing plays, get amazing yardage, and also get some touchdowns.
I gotta be honest, I wasn't even keeping up with this. You know, the last thing I saw last week, I was just looking at my notes, and I said Julio didn't have a catch until the third quarter. That was the Steeler game. He ends up with 5 for 62 and no touchdowns. And we talked about it, but that wasn't why we lost the game per se, right? And so, you know, this whole how many touchdowns or this drought, Mike, I wasn't even paying attention to it. But, you know, I've been saying this to you and I'm asking you, and earlier I'm not putting these words in your mouth, and I'm certainly not making you the bad guy here. As you know, D. Orlando Ledbetter reported this. We're just mentioning it. But I said, is it a thing? You know, and people are saying, listen, I think Julio gets his first touchdown this week. Well, I hope he does, because we need it.
Right. I mean, look, it's anywhere else in the country, it is a thing. And I'm sorry, guys. I don't mean to burst your bubble. It's touchdowns win football games. Scoring more points than the other guy is part of it. And we've had some games where Julio has drawn fire and other guys have reaped the benefits. But he's not the only elite wide receiver who gets double-teamed in the NFL. And I get it. There's a delivery system. His name is Matt Ryan. He gets a play call from a man named Steve Sarkisian. So there's other variables in the equation. And if the guys on the offensive line don't do their job, then, you know, you can't get the ball to Julio. And he's had some amazing catches this year. He's taking guys for drags. You see him, I mean, guys, he's fighting for first downs. He's moving the chains. But, I mean, there's more to it, yes, than just, you know, for touchdowns. But touchdowns are still a big thing, guys. So, hey, if we're winning, it isn't a big thing. But when you're 1-4, it's a thing.
By the way, defense has given up 34 or more points in 3 consecutive games. That's a thing.
Yeah, I don't know how that thing gets fixed.
That's a thing. Hey, love to hear from you on our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, 404-741-0929. And also follow us across all social media platforms, guys. Like us, the radio station, on 92.9 The Game on Facebook. If you've not done so, follow us on the radio station. On Twitter, he is Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up, see Dukes and the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Appreciate all the interaction. A bunch of guys today, Mike, finding a way to get their hands on some Hey Man Ale real quick before we get to the top three.
Yeah, man, 600 cases went out. They're on the trucks. And I thought we had, was it 20 cases up in Kennesaw that somebody had? Is that total? I'm trying to figure out who the liquor store was. But there's a ton of them. They're getting a big Total Wine had it. And I'm not sure if they still got it. But there's a big demand, and now they're meeting it with the supply. So call ahead. We don't want you going on a wild goose chase, but a lot of your favorite spots, and they've expanded the list now. I mean, there's literally almost 100 now retailers that got their hands on our beer, and we can't do it without you, because again, we're the guys who said, hey, let's have our own beer thanks to Oconee Brewing, and we love it because we're the originators of stuff like that.
The first
time for Dukes and Bell top three. The top three stories of the day.
Can I count it off?
I sound like my uncle. All right, let's talk about these injuries. What's up with these injuries?
What's going on, Joe?
What are you talking about? What's up with these injuries?
What's up with Free Joe?
Devontae Freeman, guys, did not practice today. Also, our man Grady Jarrett did not practice
today.
They're
not going to play Sunday. Can we just draw that conclusion? If they're not practicing Thursday,
I'm going to reserve judgment and wait until tomorrow. But I think you're probably on the right track.
I hope I'm wrong, but I mean, we've seen how it's worked in the past.
The Grady thing, I think you're probably right, Mike. Free, I keep hoping he's going to get on the field. It's something we've been talking about today, guys, because injuries continue to plague our football team. Grady, you know, he got hurt in the last game. And then obviously, if he could play, we know the toughness of Grady. But I also know the toughness of Devontae Freeman. The problem is, Free has missed more games this year, it seems like, and being off the field than he's been on the field.
Well, one name we haven't mentioned is Mohamed Sanu. He was limited today with what's described as a hip on the Falcons injury report. You mentioned Free with the agony of defeat, and then Grady Jarrett with that ankle injury, and we're hoping that we get him back because, man, we've got to get some heat on Big Jameis. Also, Justin Bethel, he was limited. He'd been banged up. Remember, we signed him to be a special team stud for this squad. And Derek Shelby, as you say in Texas, with a groin, he was limited today out at Flowery Branch.
All right, man. So the injury still, we're trying to overcome some of this stuff. But, guys, if we can't have our stars on the field, and this is the other part of it, we're missing a lot of star power right now. And that's why we continue to bring up Free. I'd love to see him out there. But a lot of guys saying they feel good with going with Coleman and Ito.
And, by the way, at one Buccaneer place, Marcus Williams, the corner, he's hamstring, did not practice. Howard limited with the knee. Tackle DeMar Dotson with the knee. Carlton Davis, another corner with a groin. And Bo Allen, defensive tackle with the foot. And Jordan White had a hamstring full participant, so he's ready to roll.
Let's hear from Matt Ryan talking about staying true to what they need to get to.
Each team is different. Each year is different. The way you win and the way you lose is different every time. The ability to stay the course and the mindset to stay positive, stay confident, those are all the things that you can draw from. And I think we've got a good core of guys that, have the right mindset week in and week out and are going to find a way to get it done.
Let's hope so. I know those guys are working hard. We said it yesterday when we were up there at Flowery Branch. But, this is a week, man. We talked about last week. Mike, and again, Coach Quinn was asked the question. I don't even know if we talked about this yesterday. Do you find this game as a must win? Of course, he deflected and said, no, listen, they're all big games. But, guys, we got to win this game. We got to get to 2-4 right now.
I get it. The coach and the players are never going to give you that emotional response that maybe you're looking for. But he's not going to box himself into a corner by, because then it becomes a pronounced must-win game. Dan Quinn, must-win, then you lose. Well, then they're what? And you tell the fans not to show up the following week? So it's a situation a coach is not going to put himself in. The Falcons, look, everybody to a man. If you heard the interview with Schrader, and we also talked to these guys off the air, not just on the mic, but especially when we talked to Schrader, they know what they got to do. I mean, they know they've got the talent. They know we've got a team which is, a playoff, capable team. And look, you cannot no one's using the injuries as an excuse. You just got to go and do your job. Offense, first time we really talked about the offensive line really getting manhandled this year.
Story number two, guys, it's the Dogs. They're getting ready for LSU, and tomorrow Brad Nessler will join us, the voice of CBS, and he'll have this game along with Gary Danielson on Saturday, 3:30 in Death Valley. Here's Kirby Smart talking about LSU's running game, and Mike and I have been talking about this and how this may play out with this football game.
Obviously, they're a little bit different now. They have some signs of being the old, really physical LSU, come downhill, hit you right in the mouth. They run power, counter, lead. I mean, they do all the traditional fullback offense. But they also have the spread elements. And I think their quarterback does a tremendous job with that. He's a really good athlete. He runs the ball well. They were able to run quarterback runs with him. You can tell that from his transition from Ohio State. He's been able to run the ball. So they have more spread elements, yes, but they still have the traditional hit you in the mouth offense.
I hear you, Coach. Nick Brissett, he is averaging just under 5 yards per carry. And one thing we hadn't talked about earlier, we spoke with Coach Dooley, who, by the way, thinks the Georgia should handle their business. He's going to be out there at Baton Rouge. Joe Burrow has run for 176 yards, so he gets after it too, man. He can move.
I think he was their leading rusher in that last game for them. Mike, I still think that's not how they're going to win, though. They've got to win over the top. They've got to make some plays in the passing game, and can Burrow do it?
No.
That's what it's going to come down to. If you think LSU, do you feel like LSU is just going to be able to pound Georgia and run it down their throat?
Well, let me back that statement back. Is that if you watch the Florida game, and it's also happened in the Ole Miss game, he'll hit his receivers in stride. They don't always do the job for him.
Okay.
He's got big athletic, you know, tall receivers that LSU always does. They go right to the NFL generally. But those guys have also dropped some passes for him this year.
Yeah, as we talk about the and break this game down a little bit more tomorrow, guys, as we head towards the weekend, I just think that that's going to be one element when you talk about challenging the corners. Kirby has said this week. They got some big receivers. They're big across the board, you know. And when we say that, I'm talking about size, physically imposing team. This is going to be the first, team from that standpoint. Mizzou is big, but they're not as physical as LSU.
LSU's got better athletes than Missouri.
So, right. You know, that's the thing. I mean, when you say, well, they played some big teams. Well, not like this. Hey, with that said, let's get to story number three, and it's our Atlanta Hawks. We took a tour today of the new State Farm Arena. By the way, what'd you think?
Unbelievable.
It was
unbelievable. No, if you guys, when you get a chance to see it, and I think there's a lot of elements that I think everybody's kind of doing these days, but how well do you do it? The open spaces, natural light coming in, long bar areas where everybody can get a cocktail and get your food. I mean, dozens and dozens of food options, and more importantly, accessibility where everybody can circumnavigate the joint. I mean, it's going to be hard keeping them alligators down, Carl. It's going to be hard to keep people in their seats because there's so much stuff going on. But it's still a work in progress, but amazing. You guys are going to love it. And I think what you're really going to love, more importantly, is the actual product on the court. And last night at McCamish Pavilion, you got to see the future of the Hawks, Trae Young, do an unbelievable shot.
I wanted to party, and it's not even done, in every area they took us to today. It was like, okay, can I get in here? How do I get in here? There are so many cool areas, guys. Last night you mentioned Trae Young's shot. Let's hear what it sounded like on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're tied at 127. Trae Young with it. 5 seconds to go. Everybody on their feet. Three-pointer. Bang! Trae Young! A long three-pointer. I mean, he was way behind the line, and it gives the Hawks the lead, 130 to 127.
It was a preseason game, but it gives you a sense of the excitement that we might be feeling at State Farm Arena with Trae Young. Trae, what'd you think about it?
I think it's very important being able to know how to handle these type of situations. It's a long season. I think this is good for us, playing against a really good team in the Spurs. And, I mean, this is just one game. We got to get back to work. We got to fix some things that we didn't do well and get ready for Miami.
Well, I think that was cool because Trae kept it in perspective. But Torian Prince, not so much.
He's a guy that has, I guess you could say, big ice in his vein. I'm not going to say what I wanted to say.
That's okay.
He got big balls.
I love it.
Yeah, I'd rather hear big balls and ice water in his veins any day.
I love it. Holtman's like, say it!
No, we got
say
well,
it!
We got to get Trae to sound like he's got big balls in that soundbite, but certainly the guy is making shots, and boy, is it going to be exciting, because if you, I know we're always projecting Carl to, will be the ... of the Eastern Conference. No one can replicate what Golden State's doing, but Travis Schlenk has a plan, and part of that is, while we're rebuilding, to have some really exciting basketball on the floor, and Trae's a part of it.
Well, if you draft right, I mean, you can set yourself up to maybe be that. That's the key, and I think, you know, we've got potentially three first-round picks next year. I'm not going to look that far ahead. I want to see what these guys do this year. I love Torian Prince's game, guys. I think Collins, he didn't play last night. We love John Collins and what he potentially can turn into. And then you bring in Trae Young, and he's a playmaker. Do not get caught up in the fact that you think Trae should have 40 a game. He is going to get everybody involved
with his
passing. So I think, you know, that's going to be fun to watch. Either way, cool arena and last night a cool moment before the Hawks season starts October 24th.
And one more NBA note, more information now coming out on whatever Jimmy Butler did. They held a players-only meeting with the T-Wolves on Thursday.
You bet they did.
And Butler basically, we had a story years ago with Dominique Wilkins where he told us a story near the end of his career, Carl. He was in Orlando, and his brother Gerald was on the team, and they were losing, and they had Chuck Daly was the coach, and they decided they were going to have a players-only meeting. And Gerald just apparently ripped into everybody, just went down the line, went to Penny Hardaway. You're not even a nickel. You know, so all this is just going round and round. And that's what it sounded like Jimmy Butler was doing with some of his T-Wolves teammates, including the coach, Tom Thibodeau.
I don't know if he's going to get traded or not. What I do know is he's got everybody's attention in that organization right now. That's for sure.
He played on one knee, came back early to get them in the playoffs. They had a must-win game. It actually affected us with what were the picks we were going to get this year in the last draft. I know that I don't think Schlenk would want to spend money involved on him. But, man, what do you think of Jimmy Butler right now?
No, I love Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler does everything. He's a two-way player.
And you feel he's back physically.
Yes. He can score on his own. You don't have to run plays for him.
He's 29.
And can defend and has defended the LeBrons and the better players, offensive players in this league. Dude, I'd love to have Jimmy Butler. I just think he wants to make his decision on where he wants to go. Let's give you a chance to win some money, guys.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is...
School, fool, school. S-C-H-O-O-L. School.
He schooled them. Hey, guys, Tech School, it's our final word of the day every hour starting at 6 a.m. Be listening with John and Hugh, and then later on with Rick and John, then us, guys, for your shot at the money. But the 6 o'clock hour is school to 72881 for your shot at the money.
All right, guys, top three at 6 brought to you by Dixie Vodka. It's football season. That means tailgating. A true Southern tailgate isn't complete without Dixie Vodka. Visit DixieVodka.com. That's Dixie Vodka, made in America, raised in the South.
Oh, by the way, we had another $1,000 winner just today. Was it yesterday? From Atlanta, Georgia, we got a guy right here in town, man. So get on it. That's school to 72881. Answer the phone if somebody calls. Win some money.
All right. We're chasing a guest to talk more LSU Georgia. We'll come back. In a conversation we had earlier in the show, Mike, a lot of guys chiming in. The fact that a Power 5 undefeated champion could miss out in the college football playoff has a lot of people scratching their heads. It is Dukes and Bell, guys. Mike and I are in here, literally, I will take you behind the curtain, debating, all right? We got picks that come up on Friday. We pick two NFL games, we pick two college games. And I said to Mike earlier, we got Thursday Night Football tonight. It's Philly and New York. It's the Giants. And listen, Philly has not been dominant with the way that they played offense last year. They're still, matter of fact, they're still trying to find that thing, Mike.
Right.
So we're sitting here, and I'm like, I think about taking the Eagles. And then you're like, yeah, I think I'm going to jump on it. And then we're looking at the line, and then we're kind of debating, and we're going back and forth, and you're like, I don't trust Eli. Yeah. I don't trust him either.
Well, that's the thing. And by the way, guys, if you're new to the show, hi, how are you? We put our money where our mouth is when it comes to, you know, season tickets for United and the Falcons, and, you know, we go to Braves games and all that. And when it comes to gambling, oh, yeah, we bet on the games, too, that we're telling you guys that we think are going to be winners. So here's the logic on this. Eli, is he due for a good one? I mean, you still got those weapons. Now, Evan Engram is out, the Ole Miss tight end. He's not playing tonight. You got Beckham and his wackiness. You got Saquon Barkley, but it's also a Thursday night game. So everybody's still banged up from last week.
You going to do it?
I'm just looking at you when you don't give me anything. We're literally going,
I'm taking the Eagles.
I don't know. You know.
Bo, put me down. I'm taking Eagles tonight.
Crap. Now,
Eagles. I'm taking them.
Because Barkley, you know, either way, he's going to get his.
Saquon's been good, man.
Yeah.
It's just a shame he ain't gotten any help.
Let me just look at the Eagles against this.
Carson Wentz, let me look at the what do you think of Wentz, man? Has he played well? I'm just looking at this. 900 yards, 5 touchdowns. Oof.
Eagles are 1-4 against the spread. Well, obviously, because they're 2-3. They were favored in all those games.
Yeah. Everybody's been picking them. What?
Only game the Eagles won was against us, against the spread, in a pick 'em.
That was barely, right?
Right.
They weren't favored by more than 6, I don't think.
And if you're looking for some... good luck. The Giants are 2-3 against the spread.
Yeah, so
you know what? You know what my dad would say?
What?
Don't touch it. Stay away. Yeah. No, remember,
have you, by the way,
Teddy
KGB,
this is no good for you. Stay
have you picked the Falcons this year at all? Have we picked the Falcons in any of our picks?
Yeah, on the air a couple times. Against the Eagles.
Oh, that's
start
right.
The season.
We sure did.
It was like a 1-point spread. It was basically a pick 'em. Anyway, here it is for you kids out there. Gambling is fun, but sometimes it's hard to pull the trigger.
Well said, Mike.
All right, you know what? Screw it. Put me down. Let's rock and roll. Let's be as a team.
Go
do it together.
Do it.
I'm 10-10, and you're like.
It's not important what
anyway,
I am, Mike.
All right, guys.
Carl is 6-14.
It's not important,
for the record.
Bo.
He's 6-14. That's 14 losses with 6 wins.
It's not important.
You realize you've got to win out the next 2 weeks.
Okay, listen. When did we start talking about my record? I thought we were talking about this game. All right.
The record at 6-14.
I don't remember it that way, Bo.
You know what?
Oh, man. Hey.
Real quick, unscientific poll, 404-741-0929.
What?
Bo will just get you right on the air. Eagles or Giants tonight? Eagles have to win by 2 for Carl and Mike to get paid.
All right. You going to take our listeners' advice on
this?
Well,
you and I can't come to a consensus. I've given you nothing from the historical reference here.
There's nothing telling us one way or the other that one team's going to dominate.
It's a rivalry game. Two teams that hate each other's guts. Eagles are like the promo for Fox that they've been running this week.
You know, I would give the edge to the Giants just because they have home field advantage, but
All right, real quick. I need Eagles or Giants, okay? Or maybe you'd like to see, as some of our listeners would, a spacecraft to fall in the stadium and take everybody out. 404-741-0929. It's at MetLife tonight. It's at the old Giants stadium. Now it's MetLife.
All right. Meanwhile, real quick, I want to just bring this story back up because it's kind of interesting. And we talked about it a little bit earlier today. The fact that you could have a couple of Power 5 teams really win their conference championship and potentially miss out on the college football playoff. One of those teams is the Colorado Buffaloes. Now, I don't think, you know, they're going to run the table, but they could. They could win the Pac-12. Mike, they're 5-0. Their strength of schedule, 31. They got a game at Washington October 20th. But the idea is that if the Buffaloes run the table, right, and you've got currently right now, and I asked you this earlier, I said, who's your four in? And you said, Georgia, Alabama.
Ohio State and Clemson.
Okay.
I've got Notre Dame on the cusp. I do think that Notre Dame, you could argue, has probably done better than Clemson.
Yes.
Clemson did go on the road and win. They got the scare, obviously, when Trevor Lawrence went out. And they don't have Kelly Bryant, who, by the way, is looking to transfer to North Carolina. We didn't mention in the college football report.
Keeping it close to home.
Kelly Bryant. I mean, well, you know what? That might save Fedora's run there because they're about to run Fedora out of Durham.
West Virginia's another team, guys.
Oh, that's Duke. My bad. That's like sacrilege. Chapel Hill.
Yeah, Chapel Hill. West Virginia's another team, 5-0. They've got Oklahoma remaining on their schedule. I'm just telling you, undefeated teams that could ultimately run the schedule, win in a Power 5 conference, be undefeated, and not get in. North Carolina State, the Wolfpack, Mike, are 5-0.
Yeah, but they got to go to Death Valley.
October 20th at Clemson. Something's fundamentally wrong here, though, right? I mean, when you talk about this, UCF, everybody laughed last year. They're 5-0. They could run the table again. And the problem is nobody wants to play UCF now. South Florida Bulls are 5-0. So I just think
but they don't have the strength of schedule. What did you say earlier? 77th?
77. So when we look at this, you know, we talked about it today, and ultimately we got to this whole, expansion, because the four is great. But you could potentially have six teams easily this year with two of these undefeated teams and Notre Dame in the mix.
Well, did you mention West Virginia?
Yes.
I mean, that's another team. And, again, they've given up a lot of points to some really average teams like Texas Tech. You know, and then even Kansas goes into Morgantown and scores three touchdowns on them. So, you know, I do think two things. Let's not freak out, because every year about this time, or even later sometimes, we freak out about how this is going to be just a boondoggle. And it always seems to work itself out. West Virginia will lose. Notre Dame ain't going to lose, I'll tell you that. Ohio State can always trip up. They always remember Iowa last year.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Georgia loses one. Are they done?
To your point, a Notre Dame would leapfrog Georgia.
Yes.
A one-loss Georgia would get leapt by an undefeated Notre Dame because their strength of schedule is through the roof.
It's a problem. Let's talk to Will. Will, you're in the game with Dukes and Bell. Hey, man, what do you think? Giants tonight or Eagles? Help us.
Well, earlier today, the point spread was 3, and I jumped on it with a guy at work for $20. Now it's 1.5. Take the Giants and the points.
All right, that's one for the Big Blue. All right.
He sounds like a professional. I'm just saying.
Well, I just told you where the money was going, right? I told you the New York money was in on this.
Roxanne, man, what's going on? You're in the game. Who do you like?
I like the Eagles.
All right. Any reason why?
Because I just think that Eli Manning is not going to be able to make Odell happy tonight.
I don't think anybody can make Odell happy right now.
Well,
but
here's
good
the
call.
Deal. Remember earlier in the year when they played us and we were like, man, the Eagles front, they're getting after people.
Right.
What? Are they going to get after Eli tonight?
Well, Fletcher Cox, if he's going to do what he did against us, their offensive line is about as bad as ours.
All right, let's talk.
That's all about Saquon Barkley. And I always get confused. Is the left side the right side for them? What's the good side for the Giants? Is the left side of the line?
I don't think they have a good side. by the way, they did release Eric Flowers this week, so he was on the right side, so he can't mess that up.
Well, they gave up on it. They went from tackle to guard with him, and then finally just cut bait.
Well, I can't play
anymore. It's a big draft pick for them.
Josh in Atlanta, who do you like tonight? Help out Dukes and Bell, man.
Hey, guys, I like the Eagles tonight, but I wanted to touch on that college football topic real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Why don't we go six teams, top two ranked teams, keep your rankings, top two ranked Power 5 conference winners, get a first round bye,
right,
and you get one at large.
Right on.
Highest ranked non-Power 5 or highest ranked non-champion gets your at-large bid.
I love it because
six plays three, four plays five. The first top two, as he just laid out, from the big boy conference, you get to sit the first round out.
Yeah, but if that was the play, and Josh, thanks so much, man. We appreciate it. Let's just say West Virginia ran the table in Big 12. They get in. Let's just say Colorado runs it. They would get in. And the at-large could be UCF.
Well, don't forget, the Big 12 has this very strange setup now. They still have they went to a playoff, but they play the 1-2 at the end. So they could rematch potentially with Oklahoma or Texas.
That's true. Yeah. All right, Chris, you're in the game, man. Who do you like tonight? You're helping us out. Dukes and Bell, it's Philly or Giants. We're trying to get us pick in.
Brother, man, how y'all doing today?
We're good, man. Chris.
Hey, I got to go with Bell, man. It's something, one thing y'all cannot touch. With a depleted Giants offensive line, I can see the Eagles getting after Eli. I think, you know, I can see them stuffing the run, forcing Eli to drop back, which don't pan well for the Giants. I see the Eagles winning it probably more than 10 points tonight. Okay. I'm with Bell. I don't touch this one tonight.
All right, 3-1, but he said he preferred not to gamble it.
Eagles. Yeah, man, that first guy's got me thinking, though. He's like, oh, I got to put some money on it, and all the money's moved.
We got some good reasoning, though.
No doubt.
It all comes down to nobody believes in Eli.
Timmy, you're up next, man. Timmy, who you like tonight?
Timmy.
Hello?
Hello, hey. Timmy.
It's Penny.
Oh, sorry. It says Timmy on the screen. I apologize. Who do you like tonight?
The Eagles.
The Eagles.
Because Eli really should retire, but the Eagles have the better defense. And you don't talk to them under pressure.
I love when women talk gambling. I love it. Thank you. That's two ladies that called in, and we got some love. It's 4-1. The people have spoken, Carl. Eagles. It's Eagles.
It's Eagles. Yeah. Good stuff. Hey, thank you, guys. And ladies, we appreciate that. Mm. We love the ladies on this program. It is interesting to think that that's what most people believe, is that the Eagles are going to be able to dominate defensively, and they can't protect Eli, which was what we thought when the season started.
Yeah, and don't forget now, I think one reason you do watch this game, if not for the financial investment you may have in it after we just covered it, is that you do have the Giants coming here on Monday night. So don't forget, guys, it's the Bucks, and then it's a Monday night game with the G-Men coming to town. Your college game tonight, by the way. Good old-fashioned Big 12 slugfest. Texas Christian, TCU, going up against Texas Tech. Great horny toes against the Red Raiders.
Red Raiders don't stop anybody. They don't play. They may score 50. They'll give up 55.
TCU minus 9. That's another conversation for another night.
Yeah. Hey, man, we've got our game winner coming up tomorrow, by the way.
At Fort Worth. Or they play this one in Jerry World. Are they playing their own stadium?
They play TCU in their own stadium in Fort Worth. Tomorrow, Brad Nessler's set to join us, guys. We'll talk more about this LSU matchup with the Dogs. It's one of the big games of the weekend. We'll break down some other college matchups and also more about the Falcons tomorrow. As we will get on, Dave Archer tomorrow will join us on the program to talk about the Falcons. And it's interesting because we saw Dave on Wednesday, and he was talking about this Bucs defense. And, you know, Mike Smith, who, by the way, made his bones as a defensive coordinator, right?
I sure did.
Yeah, and you would think that he would not allow to happen this year, at least this Sunday, what happened last year. Remember last year, they just let Julio go wild. He had an amazing game last year.
Squid, what was it? Was it Ryan somebody? Who was the new? It was a rookie, I believe. It was a second. It was a younger guy they had on at Julio for a lot of the
Ryan
coverage.
Ryan Smith.
Boom. Now, Grimes, look, he can still jump out of the roof for an older guy. But, I mean, if you can give Matt Ryan 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, then we're going to score a ton of points. Yep. And we won't be sweating this one.
All right, man. Arch will talk to us tomorrow. We'll have some other guests along the way talking NFL football. Here's a reminder before we get to our game winner. Falcon fans, tune in to 92.9 The Game 2 hours before every Falcons game for the Bud Light Countdown to kick off. Mike Conte, Hugh Douglas, as they preview Falcons matchup to get you ready for some football. It's Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager.
Hey, man. We were talking about this earlier with Mike Conte, in case you missed it. Mike, growing up in the Philly area, loved Lenny Dykstra when he was a Philly in center field, went all the way to the World Series. And obviously, his life has become a big, hot mess. A guy that let you down. A guy that he broke your heart, Carl. 404-741-0929 in sports. What do you think? He broke your heart. He broke your heart.
I know it was you, Fredo. You broke my heart.
Call now, 404-741-0929. Today's question.
We were talking earlier today with Mike Conte, in case you missed it, about Lenny Dykstra's latest situation with Johnny Law. And he had drugs and a gun. He's got issues. So guys who let you down, a guy that you love, or you know, an athlete, and they broke your heart. Like, say it ain't so, Joe.
Say it ain't so.
Shoeless Joe Jackson, as the story goes, and then he winds up in a cornfield, and he's played by Ray Liotta.
The Notorious Mac on Twitter says, "Fellas, Kyle Shanahan broke my heart in Super Bowl 51."
And we used to call him Fredo too.
Run the ball.
Yeah. You know what? I really try to not think about that. It's almost like a loss, like a death in the family, when you think about blowing that 25-point lead, you know?
No doubt. By the way, I would tell you, the guy for me, after meeting him, he was a Texas legend.
Hmm.
Roger Clemens had such a great career. And then when he went to Congress and misremembered.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And try to make Andy Pettit like the bad guy. I'm with you.
Tough.
Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. An athlete that broke your heart.
What's happening, Mike and Carl?
Hey,
how you guys
man.
Doing?
What's up?
Good. Latrell Sprewell, man.
Oof. Although, if you ever met P.J. Carlissimo, you might want to try to choke him, too.
Spree was a hell of a player, man. He really was. He was
and he lost a lot of his loot too. Apparently, he spent real badly and made dumb decisions with his money after basketball.
Yeah. Do you remember that comment Spree talked about with the, I think it was all the cars? You remember that comment?
Oh, no. That was that was Kenny Anderson.
Oh, that was Kenny. Okay.
Y'all don't know how tough it is making payments.
That's right. My bad. I mixed them up.
One of the great moments that was miscommunicated during the night, the David Falk-led 1999 strike, right? Was it a lockout?
It was 99 was a lockout.
Yeah. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. Look it up, Squid. You're on the radio, amigo. What do you got for a guy that broke your heart?
Well, Bob, I'm going to have to go with Marvin Williams, Bob. You never trust a big button to smile, Bob.
Stinger, you are tripping. The answer we were looking for was Hanno Matala. What? There was a guy from Finland who played him. He had umlauts, too, like Dennis Schroeder. Just saying.
Did you hear Bob's call last night?
Unbelievable from half court from the G in the GT.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Pretty much it.
Unbelievable. Trae Young, young star, drops a rainbow from half court. And how about that, Hawks fans? Unbelievable. If only this game was for real.
Need some more excitement from you, Bob. Can you do a little more excitement?
Unbelievable. I'm sorry, I'm running a quart low of my Grecian formula number 40. Just a damn dandy performance by Trae Young. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for us? A dude who broke your heart.
Hey, man. As a lifelong Falcons fan, and it's not Michael Vick, brother. When I was a kid, I loved William Andrews. So it was sad a couple of years ago to hear that story about how he became a contractor and just wasn't doing the work but taking people's money.
I remember that story.
That's a good call, man. You're right. And William Andrews was a beast.
Mm. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for us?
All right, guys, I don't know if you guys watch soccer, but this past Sunday, I'm a big Man City fan. Riyad Mahrez shot the penalty right over the post. He could have won us the game, but he broke my heart this past Sunday. I couldn't sleep.
That's tough. Been there.
Now, again, there's guys who broke your heart for sports, and then there's guys who just screwed up in life afterwards, or maybe they were at the height of their career, and then they found out that cocaine was a powerful drug. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for us?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
This guy and this inhaptive squad broke my heart. The Bash Brothers were paying tribute to Ivan Drago for the steroid use.
Right. I mean, obviously, you guys don't remember Jose Canseco, Mark McGuire, and, of course, a lot of baseball writers that were busy being jock sniffers had their heads in the sand about the whole thing in the 90s.
Is that how you describe it?
Yeah, pretty much. Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy boy. Because baseball writers are generally jock sniffers. You've seen it.
I have. That's why I said that's why. Yeah, that's how you describe it. Every general manager in the league looked the other way, too.
Yep. Hey, buddy boy, what do you got for an athlete that you really like that just broke your heart?
Hey, man, I got two of them, man. Number one, Len Bias. If he wouldn't have taken drugs, man, they would have been messed up.
Good call. It's a great
Number
call.
Number two, out of all the women in the world and all the money that you've got, you want to mess with Nelly's ex-girlfriend, Greg Hardy.
Ooh.
Number three, Justin Hardy, if you don't know how to get up the field. And I have his last name. And when people ask me, is that your cousin? I'm like, nope.
That's your cousin?
He went three. It was a three-parter right there. It was solid, though.
Len Bias, man.
Oh.
Now, here's the deal. You know, he got drafted by the Celtics. Everybody, this is one of those what-if in sports. What if Len Bias stays alive and goes to the Celtics with a Larry Bird and a Mikhail? I mean, how many championships does that team win, potentially? And you know they ran all three in the 80s. I think they won the championship eight times.
Yeah.
Either way, he's right. Len Bias.
That was the star-crossed Celtics after that last championship because Len Bias, and then a few years later, you know, obviously way before they got to the big three. Remember Reggie Lewis died of a heart attack.
That's right.
He passed away at Brandeis at the gym there. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro, a guy that broke your heart. Turn down your radio. Hey, buddy.
Like a robot, man.
You're on the other. Well, that's phase. Hey, man, you're on the air. What do you got for us?
I got Mike Danny Ferry because when Hawks, we was almost there. I was really positive about it. And then, shit, it all blew up.
Oh, easy. You can't say that on the air, sir.
Wow. I mean, he went all in, didn't he? He's feeling very comfortable on this Thursday night. He's like, I'm on the way home. I'm going to tell these guys how I really
feel. You're still on the air, Monfrere. But, yeah, Danny Ferry. And, again, you could also argue that, you know, what owner is going to try to tape record somebody to get a gotcha moment? Well, that's the dysfunction of the Atlanta Spirit LLC. And now Danny, what's he doing now?
He is advising, from the last thing I heard, the Pelicans.
Right.
He's down there advising in an advisory role down there. Mike, I think eventually he's going to work his way back into some kind of GM role, but
I don't know. Yeah. Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy. A guy that broke your heart.
That's me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Man, you know, I don't know if anybody said this, man, but Michael Vick, man, it did it to me, man. It hurt, man. It hurt.
I agree with you, brother. City was in a real funky spot. You're right, man.
Yeah. Hey, but Matt Ryan, man, you know, he's making the air believer out of me sometimes.
Okay.
There you go, big
Good stuff, man. Good stuff.
Man, I mean, we've both interviewed Mike Vick, and, you know, he owns it now, man. It's just such a buzzkill because it was such an electricity for so many years.
Well, I think being here for people that were here obviously hit home a little bit harder, but that hit the country. That was the biggest story for like a year, you know, honestly. I mean, in sports radio, Mike, I remember we talked about it. I know we talked on the phone about it.
Right.
And you were here at the time. You couldn't get away from that story.
Yeah. It just tore the city apart, man. You had so many people going crazy over it, and some for the right and wrong reasons. And just really just, you know, in some cases, we find out people are still not over it. Hey, man, you're on the air, buddy. What do you got for us?
Hey, man. Hey, unfortunately, it was Tom Watson in 09 when he hit that 6-foot putt, 5 feet. And a foot to the right when he would have won the British Open.
Good call. Stuart Cink finally gets his major. And that's right? I think it was Squid Double Check. I think it was Stuart Cink that won that one.
And everybody hated Stuart. I mean, not hated him, but they were hoping Watson won that one.
His game just fell apart in the last two holes. Yep. And then, at 60, that would have been the most unbelievable story for this generation of golfers. That dude didn't like it. Hey, man, you're on the radio. What do you got for us?
It was Stuart Cink, by the way.
Hey, cool.
I got the Michigan Wolverines. Fab Five, the whole group.
Yeah. What, two back-to-back Final Fours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You call that timeout, son. You ain't got one.
Couldn't get it.
Hey, man, you're on the radio. Oh, he didn't like that conversation either. Hey, buddy, what do you got for us? Final word, a guy, an athlete that broke your heart.
Hey, look here. This guy's not an athlete, but that scumbag, Mike Carr, look here. That scumbag, the Reverend Cecil Newton.
Gonna end it right there.
Come on.
Yeah, we dumped it.
You know where he's going with that.
He's an Alabama fan taking umbrage with the recruitment of Cam Newton.
Yes, and I know Cam beat Alabama to get a chance at the national championship.
You can't use that language. We're friends with the Reverend Newton. You cannot use that language.
He is
on our
a listener of this show. Actually, he is a supporter of this program.
We dumped it. Bo, now see, now Bo's gonna be all angry. We got it. It's not on the air.
No, yeah, look. might be our rival, but we're not going to have that kind of talk We're a clean program. Well, we're a friendly program.
That's where we draw
family
the line.
Friendly. Yeah. Teach kids how to gamble. That's
hey,
what we do.
Coming up, Andy Bunker's got a short show.
Bunker?
Yes, Adam. And then him and Jarvis will be out tonight. We're going to tell you where those guys are and where you can meet up with them and have some fun and watch the game tonight. We'll tell you what's coming up tomorrow on the show and clear our throat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.